Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. Did you say Alicia?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Alicia. My name is Jennifer Johnson. I've had kind of a rough time here tonight. The purpose of my call is there was some product that was ordered, and I tried to call back and canceled the subscription before the my card was charged. My husband had ordered some kind of product, and I tried to call it back. Well, when I talked with the young man that I called back on maybe like a week and a half ago, he told me he would take care of it. So, you know, I'm thinking large company. Okay, cool. Everything's taken care of. Hung up the phone, never thought about it again, right? Okay, well, today my car was charged for the $100, was the $97. Well, I called back tonight to say, hey, you know, I did try to call, I did try to do this, and this is what was told to me. And I talked with somebody named Lamont, right? Lamont is very rude. He was like, well, I don't see where nobody called. I don't see where anybody called that. And I'm like, sir, you know, I have no reason to lie about that. I mean, you know, I didn't think to take nobody's name down. It's a large corporation. I'd take his word for it, you know. And all I wanted to do is to see if I could speak with someone to see about, you know, letting them know what did happen and that I did talk with someone. And I just took their word to maybe that they were canceling and they didn't, apparently. And I just want to get it taken care of. Well, no, we can't do it. This is not what we do. I mean, he's arguing back and forth with me, right? So I hang up the phone and say, look, I'm just going to hang up and call somebody else and talk with somebody else. He answers the phone again when I call back. So I said, please, Lamont, can you let me speak to somebody else so I don't get frustrated with you? You don't get frustrated with me. Please, I said, please, like, 5 times. And he didn't let me speak with anybody else. And then he just put me on hold and left forever. You know, and I'm like, wow, for real? All I wanted to do was to get this situation handled. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
And then when I finally told him, I'm like, okay, I know these conversations can be recorded. I said, and I know that whoever the company's representative won't be pleased with you arguing back and forth. And I know they're hearing me talk to you kindly and nicely and literally begging you to let me speak to somebody who can handle these situations for me. Then he just hung up and put me on hold and nobody ever came.
Oh, wow. All right, let's see if I can assist you with that. Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
6900.
What was that zip code again? I'm sorry.
6901. He said that Lamont guy, I guess I made him upset when I said that. I know that the phone conversation was recorded. He's like, well, I'll be leaving. Oh, that's another thing you told me. I'll be leaving notes in here. And then just get off the phone. Like, well,
do you
okay.
have an order number?
No, ma'am, I don't. That's the thing. No one gave me an order number. As far as I knew, this is what I knew. They were ordering some pills for, like, the muscle thing or whatever. And then, like, I was called back and canceled it before, you know, the subscription got onto my card. And so I done that. And the young guy he sounded like a young guy, like I'd say between the ages of maybe 21 to maybe 25, that I talked with, and he was like, okay, Ms. Johnson, you know, we'll get that taken care of. But what probably happened, now that I think of it, what probably happened is he probably looked for it under Jennifer Johnson instead of Isaiah Jones. Like I told him, he probably just looked it for it in my name, and there wouldn't be any account in my name. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
So that's probably where the mix-up came in, by reason why he couldn't, because I definitely called, but by reason why he couldn't cancel the order. That's probably, now that I think about it, that's probably what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But however, I did call.
All right, and what's the address for me?
Okay. My address?
Yes, sir.
523 East Burke, Burke Street, Carbondale, Illinois, 62901. Yeah, and that makes sense now. Because I'm, you know, I was really puzzled for a minute. I'm like, why would they lie and say I didn't call when, you know what I'm saying? They don't have anything to lose. And it's a big corporation. It's $100. They wouldn't. But now that I think about it, that makes sense because I called back and said, my name is Jennifer Johnson, but I'm calling for my husband, Isaiah Jones, and he probably looked under my name and didn't see anything. That makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Alright, let's see here. Alright, yes, ma'am. It's under Isaiah Jones, and the address is correct as well. And yes, ma'am, it's been canceled out for you.
Will they return the money to me at my account, my card?
Let's see. Was that today? Hold on 1 second. Give me one moment, and I see that you called in 1, 2, 3, let's see, 3 different times.
Yeah, that's when the guy was arguing with me, and I kept trying to get someone else that I could talk to, because he was very rude. Oh, my goodness, he was very rude. And I'm like, unbelievable, maybe he had a bad night, I don't know what happened, but he was upset. And if they listen to the call, if you guys have call quality and they listen to my calls, they can hear every time. I was like, please, can I speak with a supervisor? Please, can I speak with someone else? Please. I'm like, hey, so you don't get frustrated in me, no more frustrated with me. And because you're trying to do your job and I don't get frustrated,
yes,
you know, you don't get frustrated. So that, you know, we're just trying to solve something. Can I please speak? No, can do. He wanted to fuss about it. I'm like, goodness gracious. Jesus, very rude in his phone and everything.
Yes, ma'am. Now, considering that you called multiple different times asking for a refund, I am going to go ahead and issue that full refund out for you. Just give me one moment.
Thank you
okay?
so much. Okay.
You're welcome. Can you verify your email address?
JJJENNILUV as in van. The number 2, and that would either be at Yahoo or at gmail.com.
Right, and yes, ma'am, you'll receive an email confirmation stating your refund. You should receive that within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer service. You have a good night, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye.